Next patient is Larry Moore. This is a consultation request by Dr. Ashok Verma. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for erective physiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 61-year-old with a paroxysm atrial fibrillation. Period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for elective physiological studies and permanent venization for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, metoprolol 100 mg daily, gabapentin, lisinopril 40 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide, Xarelto 20 mg daily period. Allergies, no non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, permanent no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity no history of arthritis. Neurological no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 232 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, paroxysm atrial fibrillation, recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Patient do not want to take lifelong antiarrhythmic medication period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Ashok Verma. Consultation date is 6/1/22.